I very well could be artificial intelligence isn't that crazy yet. So we do have, but we were talking about just the other day, last week, artificial intelligence wrote a software program. Artificial intelligence created a cancer treatment for a type of liver cancer. So it's advancing very quickly. I think the one concern is what we talked about where, okay, so artificial intelligence can write software programs and we have artificial intelligence robots already acting as security guards at banks around the country. So just imagine if that artificial intelligence was smart enough to write its own code, or a different artificial intelligence could write the code or like hack into a security robot and recode it or something like that, right? So we've talked about those kinds of things before. Elon Musk and others are saying, hey, let's pause tech for safety reasons. And I guess I just wanted to make sure that there's protocols in place to make sure they can't do that. Make sure that the artificial intelligence can't get so smart that it's writing its own programs and then taking over the world. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Some of the other top stories in the news here is, remember Credit Suisse? They were one of the ones that was on the verge of looking like they were going to collapse, and they ended up getting bailed out. They ended up getting bought out by another company. Well, apparently, whistleblowers are saying that they have been helping wealthy Americans dodge U.S. taxes for years. So Credit Suisse is aiding tax evasion, according to this U.S. Senate panel, based on the people that they had as whistleblowers. So I'll have to see what happens with that. President Trump still in the news. Now, apparently, the grand jury in Manhattan has gone ahead and paused their investigation for a month. So it looks like the new information that came out from Michael Avenatti, where he said basically he made up the $130,000 hush money payments to Stormy Daniels, that threw a wrench in the whole investigation. So now the grand jury is going to pause for a month before they continue going on. In the meantime, President Trump's in the news, says that that Vladimir Putin, quote, knew not to mess around with me, end quote, talking about the Ukraine war beginning under Biden. And the reason why it happened under Biden is because Putin wouldn't mess with me. Now, honestly, I've made those claims before, too. I said some of the reason why I think we had peace during Trump's administration is because people thought he was so crazy, they were afraid he'd hit the red button. So I think there's might be a little bit of truth to that part of it, actually. So in the meantime, China is threatening to take resolute countermeasures over a meeting between Taiwan's leader and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. As you know, every time the United States seems to try to make any kind of involvement with Taiwan or giving Taiwan legitimacy, it upsets China. Nancy Pelosi. When Nancy Pelosi was headed over to China, we saw the same thing, right? So that they were very upset about that whole ordeal. So same thing right here. So they're vowing retaliation if Kevin McCarthy meets Taiwan's president. But once again, they vowed retaliation when Nancy Pelosi did. Remember, there was these thoughts they were scrambling jets. They were going to shoot her jet down and stuff like that. And of course, nothing really happened. But a lot of speak from a lot of hot air coming from China pertaining to that. So there's probably some more hot air going on that way as well. The FDA, this is a big story. I'm planning on talking about this a little bit more next hour. The FDA has approved Narcan for over-the-counter sales. It's the first over-the-counter opioid overdose treatment getting FDA approval. This will be a nasal spray. And this is the thing, they're starting to become, because of the opioid epidemic and the large number of people who've died from opioid overdose. Remember last year, that was the leading cause of death for men and women ages 25 to 54. So because of the large number of opioid overdose deaths, they are looking to try to figure out ways to have opioid overdose treatments readily available. So we already have it with police officers and stuff, but that's not enough. They're trying to get it towards over the counter as well now. A couple more stories here for you, but first let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf right here on News Radio 92.3.
This traffic report brought to you by Avalon HR. We just have our typical afternoon traffic today. So Pine Forest in both directions in between 9 Mile and I-10 is slow moving, as well as, of course, Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the bridge. Expect some slowdowns. On 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, definitely going to see slowdowns in front of the Nature Preserve. Once you get past Gondolier Boulevard, you still have some spotty traffic getting into Tiger Point. Other than that, we're looking good on the 3 Mile Bridge and Gerson Point Bridge, as well as I-10 and I-110. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. This traffic report is presented by Avalon HR. With so much going on, you need Avalon. It's employing made easy. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Is Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. A couple other states to let you know about. Remember one of the sad stories yesterday, 38 migrants from a detention center in Juarez, Mexico, ended up dying in a fire. This is because they found out they were going to be deported, so they were protesting it. They set mattresses on fire. They set them up at the doors, and it ended up starting the whole building ablaze, and 38 people ended up dying, unfortunately. Well, a little bit more news has come out today, and there's a bit fallout from it. It wasn't as simple as that. Apparently, many of the migrants were trapped inside padlocked doors, like in cells. And that's why they weren't able to escape. So, oh boy. It's Pensacola right now. Here's one more story here. Sacramento City Council has voted to name a skate park over Tyree Nichols. Remember, he was shot and killed. So they have that update right there. Then, going back real quick, got a text here says, Bobby, what does Elon Musk mean by pausing AI tech? He says to pause AI for at least 6 months, have a 6-month moratorium on advanced artificial intelligence, and make sure there's some sort of oversight into it. So then we'll have to see what happens with that one. And then NASA is going to name two Artemis II crew next week. Who are the Artemis crew? It's going to be three Americans and a Canadian. These are going to be the first astronauts to step foot on the moon in over 50 years. So we'll have that news story for you next week. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. One text here about Narcan. The problem with Narcan becoming over-the-counter is you have to have more and more people willing to chase that extreme high, or you will have more and more people chasing that extreme high because they have a fail-safe switch. Someone can give them a nasal spray and pull them out of it. That has been the pushback for so long, is nope, don't make the drug over the counter, the counter drug over the counter, because that will just encourage people to experiment more. I think the problem is fentanyl. Fentanyl's just too powerful, and that people don't realize what they're getting into. It's laced in things where you're thinking you're getting one drug, but it's laced with fentanyl. And that's why we've had a huge spike in deaths. And I think now it's just a safety thing. I guess the benefits of the safety outweigh the negatives is what it's come down to with Narcan. I don't know. The people who know more about that stuff will have more thoughts about that one than I do. But Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we will have top trending news with Joe Ford over in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3.
She's got a family in Carolina, so far away, but she says I remind her of home. Feeling oh so far from home.
Let's go right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Good point here. Texter says, if Elon Musk is telling us to pause artificial intelligence, isn't he the one that was wanting to have automated driving vehicles? So he's been behind artificial intelligence for a while? Yeah, he is. So the fact that who's been pushing for automated driving vehicles for so long, which is using artificial intelligence, is saying we need to put a pause on advanced artificial intelligence, should kind of give people pause. It could mean one of two things. One is he's trying to squash competition. Like, pause, guys, let me catch up. Or it could be, you're going a little bit dangerous over here. And I know what I'm talking about because I've been dealing with artificial intelligence already. So could be something like that as well. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Now coming up here in about 6 minutes, I got to tell you about this principal who's resigning for a surprising reason. Stick around for that in 6 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
That's right. A pursuit ended in a crash earlier this afternoon in Escambia County. Pursuit came to an end around 12:30 on Dog Trek Road at Blue Angel Parkway intersection. Florida Highway Patrol says the pursuit involved a man wanted on multiple warrants. Bobby, you're going to cover the story about the Florida principal, so I'm going to move on finally. A new study estimates the world population could peak at 8.5 billion sometime in 2050. Scientists with the Earth for All Initiative for the Global Challenges Foundation conducted the study. They based their estimate on what they call a giant leap in investment and economic development, education, and health. The United Nations Population Division reported the world's population reached 8 billion last November.
You know what? I'm going to jump in here on the principal thing, since you did have that prepared anyway, because I can, you know, I could talk about something else. You know me. So so go ahead and share that, and then we'll get your thoughts on it.
Okay. Well, a Florida principal is resigning after she sent $100,000 from the school's account to a scammer posing as Elon Musk. Jane McGee admitted that she spent months talking to the scammer online, hoping to get Musk to invest millions of dollars into the Burns Science and Technology Charter School in Oak Hill in exchange for an upfront investment. When the school's business manager learned that McGee had sent the check, he canceled it before it was cashed. McGee abruptly resigned from her job after the story got out.
Yeah, crazy right there. But, you know, I'm seeing people getting scammed all the time from scams like that now. I just saw... in fact, I wonder if I have it saved still, but the Better Business Bureau actually issued a digital scam using Venmo that has happened to people a lot recently. But $100,000?
Right. If they ask you to invest up front, no. If I inherited all this money, you're going to give it to me.
Yeah. and especially that kind of dough.
Right.
Now, at the same time, I was a little bit surprised to see that she resigned.
Correct.
Because I'm like... Well, that doesn't really have, I don't know, it doesn't really show anything pertaining to your ability to be a principal. So, I mean, like, right. It stinks that you got scammed, and it's embarrassing, but I don't think it necessarily means, well, you can't be a principal now. How can you guide children if you got scammed? You know, right. I don't know.
We're all not perfect. I mean, you know.
Exactly. None of us are perfect. And nowadays, the scams are getting to be so... sophisticated.
Yes.
They really are.
Right.
I mean, I can't say I haven't been scammed before. I know I've been scammed. I've had identity theft. I've had all kinds of different things. So it's just the world we live in now.
It's crazy.
So I was a little surprised to see her resigning over that.
Right.
So
me too. That's why I wanted to read it.
Yeah. Good one right there. All right. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Let's get traffic on the fives.
I-10, I-110 not showing anything to slow you down, as well as 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge. You're going to have slow-moving traffic on Pine Forest in both directions. That's in between 9 Mile and I-10, as well as some slowdowns on Blue Angel Parkway. That's going to be northbound towards Lillian Highway. 98 leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point. Expect some slowdowns, as well as, of course, our everyday afternoon traffic on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. See something else on the roads? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, since we talked about the scam, instead I do want to talk about a new mental health education model for the state of Florida. That's coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
City. ever be.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in 2 minutes, got your Fox News update, followed by your sports hit. And then we've got a story about woke activists in the military. We'll talk about that. So last week, Casey DeSantis, the governor's wife, announced a new approach to mental health in schools. It's called the mental health education model, and it's now going to be based on resiliency. So we're changing our approach with mental health in schools to what's called a resiliency model. So it's an approach that teaches students how to deal with and overcome challenges instead of relying on mental health treatment alone. In other words, it's meant to be, I'm not a psychiatrist, right? Or a psychologist. It's meant to help give students the tools to be ready for challenges and obstacles that will come, instead of once the obstacle happens, then I need to go get into mental health treatment. And so that's the idea. Now, some people are saying this is not going to be a good approach. We need to have a more robust approach. Now, you've heard what I've said in the past. I feel like it ought to be a mandatory course every year for students from middle school on to have some sort of cognitive behavioral therapy training to teach kids at a young age the way you think affects the way you feel, and help them develop the skills to have positive thinking despite bullying or whatever else it might be. For Navy Federal's 13th annual 5K on April 1st. It's in downtown Pensacola. The race starts at 8 a.m., begins and ends at Seville Quarter. For more details or to register, visit NavyFederal.org/5K. That's NavyFederal.org/5K. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top three stories here, and then we'll get into your sports hit. Elon Musk and others called for a pause of AI tech over safety reasons. And Credit Suisse, remember, they were just bailed out recently. Well, according to a Senate panel, they say that they were aiding U.S. tax evasion. And they say now, even after the bailout, they still are aiding tax evasion. And then China has vowed retaliation if Kevin McCarthy will meet with the president of Taiwan. So we'll see what happens with that whole ordeal. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in about 10 minutes, air taxis. That's right. We're expected to have air taxis be a real thing by 2025. I'll give you the update coming up in about 10 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, the NBA is on ESPN tonight at 6:30. The Dallas Mavericks take on the 76ers, followed by the Minnesota Timberwolves against the Phoenix Suns. NHL hockey is going to be on TNT. You got the Islanders against Washington, followed by Minnesota against Colorado. And the Florida Panthers, by the way, are playing on ESPN Plus at 6:30. And then NCAA, there's no NCAA basketball tonight. I mean, there's the women's basketball, but, you know, who cares? And then NCAA baseball, though, you got Kansas beating Creighton 3-1, bottom of the sixth inning in that one. In sports news, the Adam Silver of the NBA commissioner says he's hopeful of a new NBA collective bargaining agreement by the end of the week. Then remember, tonight is the night that Kevin Durant is going to be making his debut with the Phoenix Suns. The Patriots reportedly are not interested in quarterback Lamar Jackson. In fact, I read a couple of things that they're going to keep giving Mac Jones a lot more time. They feel like he's got a couple more years left in him to develop. Remember yesterday we mentioned the Washington Commanders had two bids for $6 billion to buy the Washington Commanders. Well, the Washington Commanders president says, I don't see why it wouldn't happen, meaning a sell of the team. Then over in college basketball, former Stanford star, former LA Laker, Mark Madsen has been hired to coach the University of California. He is the one. Remember yesterday we were talking about Utah Valley University was in the NIT semifinal and we're like, who are they? Well, he was the head coach for them. So he got them to the NIT semifinal and immediately gets hired as the new head coach for Cal. And name, image, and likeness chaos has been targeted during the most recent congressional hearing. If you're not familiar with this, is where, remember, players, athletes in college now can earn money on their own name, likeness, and image. Well, the chaos is you're basically getting boosters essentially paying kids $100,000 to come play for some university. And they're not they're not endorsing anything. They're not working for it. They're not doing anything. They're just saying, hey, because you're you and we want you to play here, we're just going to pay you to come play. That's not what name, image, and likeness was meant to be. It was meant to be, hey, if a car dealership says, we want you, the quarterback of University of Alabama, to, you know, endorse our dealership, we'll pay you. And you should be able allowed to do that. If somebody says, hey, we want you to come over and you're the diving, you're the diving star for the school for UWF. We want you to come to my daughter's birthday party because she loves swimming and she loves diving. Will you come to her birthday party? We'll pay you $200. You should be able to do that. If you're a tennis star and they go, hey, we would love you to come over and just sign autographs and everything like that. We'll pay you $1,000 to sign autographs. Okay. You should be able to do that. It's not meant to be just pay to play. And it's turned into that at some universities. So there's a congressional hearing now trying to deal with that. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives.
I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns throughout Pensacola. We do have some typical afternoon traffic. 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. You're going to see slowdowns throughout the Nature Preserve. And once you get to Gondolier Boulevard, it does clear up a bit, but you're really not going to be out of traffic until you get past the Breeze Cinema area. Oriole Beach Road is where it's going to start to clear up if you're heading eastbound. Other than that, we're looking good on 29 as well as Highway 90 throughout Pensacola. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. We have our typical afternoon traffic that's backing up to the intersection with the Tom Thumb right near University of West Florida. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Senator Rubio, Marco Rubio from here in Florida, has basically said this, quote, the United States military is the greatest fighting force in the world, but woke activists in the Biden administration are undermining military readiness, cohesion, and purpose. We cannot allow these left-wing crazies to hollow out our military. The world is an increasingly dangerous place, and America's security requires a strong military capable of deterring and, if need be, defending our nation, end quote. Now, I'll say this about Marco Rubio. You know, Marco Rubio is a little bit of, I don't want to say he's a full-on war hawk, but he definitely leans that way. He's definitely about military security and or about nation security and about supporting the military, which is one of the things I like about him is how much he supports the military. He has been on the National Security Council forever, pretty much since he's been in the Senate. And so admittedly, he's been privy to a lot of things that are not allowed in the public that you and I don't know about. He gets the confidential reports and has been getting those from the entire time that he's been in the U.S. Senate. So he understands a lot of the threats that are against the United States of America that you and I never even hear about, right? And so he's concerned about woke activists making our military not capable of deterring or defending the nation. What is this necessarily talking about? Well, one of the things is a new report that the Pentagon is struggling to manufacture enough precision missiles if a conflict with China broke out. Apparently, we sent over decades worth of Stinger missiles to Ukraine as soon as their war broke out, but we've already had shortages in just trying to support them. And in order to try to get weapons and missiles and things over to Ukraine, we're already running into shortages doing that. So how are we going to defend ourselves? And so Marco Rubio is blaming woke activists at weakening the military for those types of things. Not just that, there's also the whole diversity, equity, and inclusion type of a thing that he's being critical of, that they're more focused on making sure we have plenty of diversity, inclusion, et cetera, than making sure we're just strong enough to defend ourselves. And I think there's a lot of valid points to that. It may be something we need to get Marco Rubio on to talk about. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Come up here next. Air taxis is in the very near future. I'll tell you how coming up here in about 3 minutes right here on News Radio 93. Informative, local, dependable. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up in 6 minutes, we got today's sign of the apocalypse, so stick around for that. Also, I got to give you an update on these air taxis. But first, let's go over to our newsroom to John Pickens over in the newsroom. John, what you got going on in the news for us?
Well, many community leaders were recognized with PACE Awards by the Greater Pensacola Chamber last night. One of those recognized was Connie Bookman with the Advocate of the Year Award for her work helping the homeless. Other leaders recognized, including Bill Bear of the Lewis Bear Company, former Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson, and Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, as well as many others. The list of all PACE Award winners is posted online at the News Radio website and on the Facebook page. A Bay Minette man has died after a crash yesterday morning in Baldwin County. It happened just north of Bay Minette on I-65. Alabama State Troopers say 57-year-old Robert Mons, the fourth, hydroplaned and drove off the road. Then he hit a tree. He was taken to a hospital in Mobile, but later died from his injuries. And finally, Bobby, a student is accused of threatening other students at a school in Maryland. Frederick County Sheriff's Office say the student at Urban Middle School in Isomville created a PowerPoint presentation threatening violence toward 10 of his classmates. For now, the juvenile is facing charges of threats of mass violence. He also faces possibly disciplinary action from the school system.
Thank you very much, John. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Fiesta Pensacola is excited to announce the 2023 Fiesta Children's Treasure Hunt coming up April 1st in Museum Plaza in downtown Pensacola. It's a free event. It's going to include fun for the whole family. The free registration begins on site at 11:30 with a free lunch, snow cones, games, arts and crafts, and the scavenger hunt goes all the way until 2:30. There's going to be various field day games for children and families, in addition to music, live dance performances, and special appearances from some of our favorite local mascots. So check out more details on our website, newsradio923.com. So air taxis are going to be a real thing. Archer Aviation has partnered with United Airlines to bring their air taxi service to Chicago. It's going to have a service that's going to run to O'Hare. And I thought it was going to be Midway too. Nope, now I'm looking at it, just O'Hare. So it's going to run to O'Hare, but it's basically a platform on the western part of the greater Chicago area. There is a big belt loop around there. And normally, I mean, it depends on the traffic. I mean, honestly, it depends on the traffic. If the traffic's really bad, it could take a few hours to get to O'Hare from there. But usually it's going to take an hour and a half. One of the problems with O'Hare, if you haven't been there, is the lack of parking. As it is, you pretty much have to park in a different parking lot and take a tram or take a shuttle to the airport, which takes 15 to 20, 30 minutes anyway, because there's not parking like right there at the airport. So this air taxi service is going to be a 45-minute trip that you park at this other thing instead of a parking shuttle that you'll take a bus over to the actual airport, you're going to be taking an air taxi, which the way I'm reading this article from Axios.com is it's going to take you to the air taxi is going to take you to the airport, but you're like on the tarmac and you're going to go from the tarmac to your airplane. So I guess all your security and stuff like that is going to be happening at the air taxi level, not like once you get to the airport. So it's going to be a very interesting thing. These kind of look like helicopters, like futuristic looking helicopters is what is going to be flying people over there. The service will begin as early as 2025. So pretty cool one right there. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives. We'll come back here. I got some of the most beautiful airports in the world. I'll tell you where they are coming up next.
I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola. Nothing to slow you down. We do have typical afternoon traffic. Highway 98 leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point. Expect some slow-moving traffic as you get into Tiger Point, as well as Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. On Pine Forest, north and southbound lanes are slow-moving in between 9 Mile and I-10. Nothing to slow you down on Blue Angel, Lillian Highway, or Gulf Beach. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, please give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
By the way, Archer Aviation has previously announced other partnerships with a route between downtown Manhattan and the Newark Airport. And so right now, Chicago is the first one where they're having these air taxis, but they will probably have another one in Manhattan area fairly soon. I saw this report from Skytrax.com. They have the most beautiful airports in 2023. Coming up number one, Singapore's airport, followed by Hamad. I don't know what that is, but since it sounds like Hamad, is probably in the Middle East. Tokyo International Airport, Incheon Airport, and then the Paris Airport. And in fact, in the top 10, none of them are in the United States. I was a little disappointed to see that, but oh well. They did say this, though. LaGuardia's airport has gone from the worst to the best airport in the world. And actually, I was talking to my brother. I mentioned before, he lives in Manhattan. He brought up to me many times how he's like, have you flown out of LaGuardia yet? I'm like, no, I have not flown out of LaGuardia for years, and I won't. It's disgusting. And he was like, oh, no, they changed it. They've completely remodeled it. It's a beautiful airport now. It's like one of my favorite ones now. And I was okay. So I have to check that out sometime. All right, Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Coming up at the beginning of next hour, we have your Florida legislative update right after our WEAR news update.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
The dating app Plenty of Fish created a survey where they were trying to find out people's dating experiences online. Now, we've covered before, over 60% of singles worldwide have used dating apps now. This is like the way for people to date. Well, unfortunately, about half, 48%, said that they have received unsolicited nude photos from a match or a date. I shouldn't be laughing. I probably wouldn't be laughing if this happened to me. But 48% said they've received unsolicited nude photo. 50%? Are you kidding me? That's the world we live in now? Okay. Also, about the same number say they've been ghosted by somebody they were talking to, meaning they just got stopped talking to them. All right, coming up here next, Florida legislative update. Stick around.